This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Scary Police Crowd Control Tactics. My ears picked up as I was listening to a radio broadcaster in Austin relay a story about a novel and dangerous police crowd control tactic used to break up a demonstration. In his telling, a mobile squad of police bicycle cops swooped down on the protesters at breakneck speed, sending protesters fleeing in all directions and dispersing the crowd. My perceived threat alert response went into high gear. Were bicycles the new horses for crowd control? Was this one-off or increasingly common practice? On the chat, another listener posted a link to something even scarier that discussed the Tiger Mountain Tactical Program. These folks were moonlighting police, making the case that they were hell-on-wheels crowd control specialists with experience in major demos dating back to 1999 and the World Trade Organization showdown in Seattle. Many of their references were with local cop shots in the Washington State area, but they also included Orlando, Tampa, New York City, St. Louis, and other U.S. cities, along with trainings in Dubai, France, and Switzerland. That's pretty scary stuff in my book, because it is all premised on protesters being faced with the likely probability of being hurt. Kettling is another tactic in the Handbook of Police Peril. I'll never forget Acorn Canada organizers describing to me their experience of going to a similar trade demo in Toronto a decade ago and suddenly finding themselves kettled there, feeling physically trapped and fortunate to escape without injury. Kettling involves police encircling demonstrators, which they sometimes call trap and detain. Supposedly, it was first used to contain 800 anti-nuke demonstrators for several hours near Hamburg, Germany. Actually, reports indicate that it was a favored tactic of the German military in World War II, which hardly recommends it. This is evil stuff, my friends. One of the most outrageous phenomena that we have seen during the pandemic and the protests over everything from Black Lives Matter to masks, back to the outrages in Charlottesville, Virginia over the removal of statues, has been the conversion of personal vehicles into weapons of mass destruction used to ram and kill protesters. Through the first 6 months of the year, there were more than 50 such incidents in protests across the United States. Talking to Laganzi Kale of KLEK in Jonesboro, Arkansas, who was live broadcasting a BLM march in his city as a black SUV tried to ram protesters, it was a relief and seemed like a miracle that no one was hurt, but that may be the exception, not the rule. Surprisingly, another link was shared during the discussion where the police in Louisville used a SWAT vehicle to ram a Jeep trying to leave a car caravan protest of 200 vehicles, first claiming the SWAT vehicle was rammed by the civilian rather than the other way around. Let's be honest. These police tactics are not about crowd control. They are aggressive, antagonistic, and militaristic. They are about pitting police against people, which fuels the fire rather than dampening it. When police see themselves at war against the community and implement tactics in line with that vision, we and our society are all in deadly danger. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.